You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking for more festive things to do this time of year?
Always.
We have more festive things to share with you this week. We head to Concordia University Chicago. Also happens to be our alma mater.
I'm so excited.
At least for one degree each of us.
Yes, that's true.
I have multiple diplomas, though, from Concordia.
I only have one.
I take that back. I have 2 degrees from Concordia Chicago. I lost count there. You have one from there. Concordia Chicago, festive things going on this time of year. Joining us today, Dr. Charles Brown, Professor of Music, Arts Division Chair, and Music Program Leader for Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Brown, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Oh, what a delight to be talking with you again. Thanks for having me.
It is a festive season. We're in Advent and looking forward to all things Christmas. And when you're on a university campus and talking about Christmas, you have to do things before Christmas because all the students are gone over Christmas. Most right. of them are gone. So what are some of the music traditions for Christmas at Concordia University Chicago?
Oh, wow. That's an easy answer. There are two primary events that take place during December, Advent / Christmastide. So we kick off that weekend. The first weekend of December is the university band concert. So it's the Christmas Pops concert. That's conducted by our beloved Dr. Richard Fisher, Distinguished Professor of Music, and the Fred and Jane Whitlinger Endowed Chair for Music Performance. So that's his thing. He's got the U Band as a well-oiled machine, and they have a wonderful program for the community. It packs the place, and it's just a real wonderful tradition of Christmastide music, a lot of wonderful things for symphonic band. You can't have a wonderful experience without the Christmas carols, but also your wonderful, I'm in that happy place music of the Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson. You know, you got to get the whip crack in there. You also have the Tchaikovsky, probably some Tchaikovsky. I don't know the full program yet, but Dr. Fisher really has a wonderful program design, which concludes with a carols sing-along with the audience as well. So that's very exciting. And then right after that, we have on Saturday and Sunday, we have our annual service of lessons and carols. And so there'll be 3 services. So that would be Saturday, December 6th at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then Sunday, December 7th at 4 p.m. in person. And then we're going to be available live stream or on-demand streaming 7 p.m. on Sunday the 7th. So very excited about that offering for the community, but also for people who live beyond our 300-mile radius of Concordia, Chicago. So people want to dial in. We have people dialing in from all over the world on that. And so that's really a wonderful weekend because it's also, in addition to lessons and carols, you would guess that, yes, finals happens right after and carols. So we have it's a great festive time. And I have to remind the students when they start the week. So like for this morning, when they wake up, they shouldn't say, it's finals week. I just have to tell them, remind yourself, it's lessons and carols week. And they get a little bit more excited.
That does sound much better. And I'm sure there are plenty of Concordia University Chicago musician alums all over the country and maybe all over the world who will really enjoy being able to stream lessons and carols. I know I will be one of them for sure. Many fond memories of my 4 years of being involved in lessons and carols. It's definitely one of those memorable events for Chicago alum for sure. Did you, Andy, participate at all?
I participated as a student, an attendee. I did not sing in any of the choirs, but it's where I discovered probably my favorite Christmas hymn, Once in Royal David City.
It's the best. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Once in Royal David City, Dr. Brown, tell us about what happens in a lessons and carol service.
Yeah, so we pattern it after the traditional lessons and carol service that we get from the Church of England. And so when you listen to Christmas Eve, you know, it's Cambridge College there that would broadcast that one. I'm confused between that and King's College. But let's take a step back. We also have our own take on it at Concordia. But pretty much the carols, we had the same 9 lessons from the carols, lessons and carols template. And then we have music that's in response to the readings. So we're really faithful to that. So the Old Testament prophecy of Christ coming into the world, taking on flesh, and saying how light has come into this dark world. And that manifests itself all the way to the ninth lesson, that's the first chapter of John reading, how light has come into the world and how we've received Jesus. And so we get really excited to think about all the music. There's too much music actually to pair for these nine lessons alone. And so there are those standard ones that we like to use because there is Once in a World, David City. That's something that doesn't change. And the sopranos and capella get so excited to think, is it my year to be the soloist? I know Sarah has done that one in her time, singing that one. So it's just a very exciting time for me. And just, I don't do the tradition that happens over in England where they pick the boy soprano, like the heartbeat before downbeat of the prelude or the processional. Although that would be kind of exciting on my part.
For you, maybe.
But yeah, I just can't do that to students. You know, because we also have much at stake, because we have to wire somebody with a microphone so that the world, when we broadcast it, that people can actually hear the soprano and get a clear take of it. So there's that technical aspect there. So that diverges a little bit from answering your question, what's in the service. So we have not only just the choral things, we have handbell music, we have music with orchestra, we also have organ music. So we have a really good extended prelude service. That's usually about a half an hour of music because people like to show up and get a good seat and there's music to listen to. So we trade off between among the handbell, organ, and orchestra. And then there's just a lot of moving parts. And then the choir assembles, they process in, and then we start the order of the service of lessons and carols, and it's just set in motion. So it's very exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I just can't wait.
And that will be, folks can attend on campus. Certainly it's a packed house for that. Yeah. But you mentioned sharing this with viewers, listeners around the globe as well. Tell us a little bit about how we can participate in Lessons and Carols this year.
So in person or online, I guess I should ask that follow-up question.
Yes.
Both.
Okay. All right. So first of all, we are in person. Just listening is really the big part. We can't do this without, you know, a congregation. I mean, I guess we could. We did it during COVID, but that was its own animal, which I don't really want to go back to. But so we're really grateful for people being in the nave with us in the moment. And so participating in the congregational singing. So we have four carols. We have this year, it's going to be Once in a World, David City. We have Let All Mortal Flesh that's in the hymnal as well. And we're actually adapting the Holst arrangement for orchestra on that. Ooh. Yeah, Dr. Boyer, he is so crafty at just adapting orchestral parts for the moment. And he's come up with a way that's actually quite brilliant. So I'm really looking forward to having that as part of the service. We're also going to do Hark the Herald Angels Sing and the ever-popular O Come All Ye Faithful. And so once that's done, then we have our beloved, at the end, Noel, Noel, the Carl Schalk setting. So that's our kind of template that doesn't really change. Some of our inner carols change, like this year with Let All Mortal Flesh and Hark the Herald. We shake those up and rotate those carols out once in a while. But congregations really do need to have the familiar. And so that really helps our, you know, in the celebration, helps our cause. And so people feel like they've really been a part of something extraordinary. That's what I really want it to be. We take ordinary music, but it actually becomes extraordinary when we're all put together on it.
Absolutely. And you said that the performances are the 6th and 7th. Is that 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday and 4 p.m. on Sunday? Was that right?
Correct, yes. I think it's probably a difference from when you had it. We flip-flopped. We wanted to maximize the 4 p.m. out.
Yes, that's true. Yep. And then the streaming option. Can you tell us about the streaming option again?
It's just, and now that one goes to archive. So that will be ready so people can just click on our link. It'll be, I guess what I don't have the answer to is how we have a lot of wonderful folks in the media productions who put things on our website so you could just make an easy click to find the service of Lessons and Carols. We have a video streaming menu on our website and you can download or click the link and then log in and you will see the service of Lessons and Carols. It'll be dated. It'll show that, you know, for when it's going live. I hate to use the word live, but it'll be available on demand. And so at your leisure, you can click It should be that easy to do. And then also, what we're doing a little differently this year is we're using a QR code for people to download the service. So in person, we have the carols. We have a simple carols booklet for people to use to sing in the service. And if they want more detail, they can download the QR code, because we've entered that age of everything is QR happy. It's you know, it's just smart use of resources. So we're trying something new and see how it goes. And then also people online can download the PDF of the service as well.
Fantastic. Why do you love this so much? I mean, this is Lessons in Carols is just a fantastic tradition. Why is this so exciting for you to do every year?
It doesn't get old, honestly. It's so love to see it through the students' eyes. I get that long view now where I have the alumni who come back and they say, I step foot in the chapel and I remember the star candle on the angled wall by the lectern. People just are brought back to that moment and they hear the music and they hear the lessons and they sense that this is a very extraordinary event, that we're talking about Jesus, that while we can be in Advent mode, even though it's the first, you know, the second week of Advent coming up and we have the Christmas tide in anticipation, our world kind of influences that timeline obfuscation, but we're actually looking forward to what, to me, I think of Christmas is about home. People come home to Christmas. And it's obviously the physical home, but we're talking about the home that Jesus has prepared for us, which is why he took on flesh, why he took on that was meant for us, that death that was meant for us. And conquering of death and the resurrection and the ascension, all those things that are not ours because it's not ours to earn. It's what Jesus did. And that's why I just can't get enough of why we celebrate that. That's the reason for it, because Luther taught us that. If we fail to see the crucifixion in the reason why Jesus came in the nativity, then we've missed the point. And that's what we really teach when we're doing the service.
Lessons and Carols and the University Band Christmas Pops Concert, both taking place this week at Concordia University Chicago. You can find more information at cuchicago.edu. We'll share the links on our program notes today as well. So you can find the links directly to the streaming and more about the music department as well at Concordia University Chicago. Our guest today, Dr. Charles Brown, Professor of Music, Arts Division Chair, and Music Program Leader at Concordia University Chicago. Thanks so much for sharing these events with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity and pray God's blessings to be with all of you in the ministry at KFUO. It is so extraordinary. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. cus.edu.